Chris, could I get a sound check, please? Thank you.
This is a sound check.
Yeesh.
So, yeah, life forms. Yeah, welcome to IT Stuff. This is where we offer our humble opinions on how the world is being reshaped by information technology.
Ooh.
TLDR, we're, like, not entirely convinced. Yeah, like, for example, Facebook Libra, right? This new money thing we warned you about before, again and again. Well, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, eBay, lots more, Booking.com, they've all done it before it's even got started. Like, good call.
Burn. Should just use Tesco points.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't need a new currency, just use me Tesco points.
So, and yeah, Tesco points. Is that better than air miles?
Yeah.
Air miles have been in the news, haven't they?
Now, to be fair, I have so many Tesco club cards and I keep losing them. So my points are worth nothing.
No, you've got lots of them saved up for when you find your cards.
That has not happened in 10 years.
Well, when somebody finds the cards.
Oh, lucky them.
I found an Upper Morrison's Miles card from like 10, 12 years ago.
Ooh.
I seem to remember it had about half a dozen gallons of petrol on it.
Wow.
Yeah, do you think it's worth all that?
I don't think that'll work with your bike, no.
No.
Mm.
Okay. Right, well, we'd better get IT Stuff started before you dump us, basically. us specifically is, Chris over there.
Hello.
And she over here.
Hello.
And I'm Colleen Rooney. Hello. about Facebook. That Facebook they have now. Turns out Snapchat, right, that Facebook tried to buy twice and didn't get them. They've got a highly secret thing called Project Voldemort.
Is that official?
That is what it's called.
Okay.
Even though it's highly secret and they've only, whistleblown it or something.
Right.
You've got to remember that the way projects get named is that somebody makes a folder and they've got to come up with a name really quickly.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
They name the folder and that's what the project's called now.
Yeah.
So somebody just made a folder called Voldemort and it just they had to use that name forever.
So you shouldn't even saying those words,
no,
isn't it?
No.
Well, but you see, function follows form, don't it? And now that they've got a folder called Voldemort, it turns out they've had to fill it with evil things. specifically, this is all the anti-competitive things Facebook has done to them. Like if you mention Snap on Instagram, it gets buried in the Instagram, uppy-downy thing.
Wow.
Gets downvotes, magically.
Downvotes, thank you. That's the cool kid's name for it, isn't it, rather than upy-downy thing. Yeah, we have to understand that all these timelines and so forth, they're all being gamed, aren't they, by the...
It's like the, trying to get your thing at the top of Google. It's people doing exactly the same thing, that SEO stuff for timelines, and it's all, super secret how it works it out. Nobody really understands, and everybody says they do.
So they're trying to play the algorithms.
Yes,
right.
Always.
That's very strange. But in strength in numbers, right? So if it's within, Facebook, how many employees are there? A million?
A few billion, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, at least. Well, everybody who uses Facebook is effectively working for them, isn't it? Like,
well, they're not getting paid and they're not being paid. So
no. But they are adding to the value of Facebook. This is basically Marxist alienation.
Pretty much. Every time you use Facebook, you're getting Zuckerberg... A ding, 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 ding.
But I thought 99% of the people on Facebook were either bots or your grandmother or Nazis.
I don't want that in my life, really.
Just delete your Facebook account right now.
Yeah, yeah. Bet hard. Something else came out this month, stealing an idea from Twitter, where you can't break the terms of service if you're Donald Trump, basically, because you're important.
Yeah.
So hate crimes, like saying you'll nuke North Korea, that's completely not against their terms of... Well, anyway, Facebook has a policy that you can't lie in paid for advertising on Facebook, with just one exception. If you're a politician.
Yes, because, you know, how many millions of dollars are they paying for advertising there, isn't it? They can't lose all that.
Yeah, and if you're a politician, lie away.
Go
Zuckerberg
for it.
Zuckerberg loves you.
Go for it.
Yeah, so here's the fun thing. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has been winding Zuck up by paying for an advert that claims Zuck has endorsed Trump.
That's
no,
good.
Not really. But you can't get me for it, ha ha ha. That's basically the plot of the advert.
So did Facebook put it out?
Yeah.
What?
Well, they have to. It's in the rules.
But yeah. It's paid for.
And besides, she's also put it on place everywhere else, like gone viral on YouTube and Twitter and everywhere else. So if Zuck bans it, you know, it looks even worse.
Ah, oh, dear. I guess she didn't pay $1.8 million.
They're going to make him go sit on that pillow of shame again.
The cushion of shame.
Yeah.
So he seems
the
taller.
Booster cushion.
Booster cushion.
Oh, bless. Here's another worrying thing. Facebook dating is a thing now.
Is it?
Anybody worried about that?
Is that the same as, like, Guardian dating
site? Is this
like
one where it lets you date your gran? Is that
ooh.
What it is?
Ooh.
That's so against the policy of time travelling, man. You shouldn't be doing that. That's terrible.
Well, it's that or a Nazi. I mean, you know.
Could be two in one.
Yeah, I can see the show going off the rails already.
That's terrible. So what are the concerns then, huh?
Well,
it's complicated.
Yeah, so if A is into B,
mm-hmm.
and B is into A,
mm-hmm.
then how about advertising to A all the things that B is into to make A buy presents for B?
It always comes down to advertising and buying crap off the internet.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Well, it's so boring. The human race is so boring and predictable.
We're not going to be happy until it's all landfill, as far as the eye can see.
Wonderful.
What else have we got? They've bought what are they called? Control Labs. This is a New York startup that specializes in allowing humans to control computers using the power of their brains.
Nothing can go wrong there. I don't know why people complain about it.
It's just getting there, isn't it? I mean, everyone seems to be really excited about EEG and then Elon Musk with the brain technology. Everyone's becoming a transhumanist.
The Zuck version is not quite as bad as the Elon Musk drill hole in your skull version. This is a wristband.
Well, he has to get his funding somewhere, so he has to go over the top to get there.
It's hard to come up with an excuse to drill a hole in your head. Okay? You've got to just grasp at every opportunity.
He could just, you know, bring it forth to the biohackers. I'm sure they're more than happy to
Well, stick a Raspberry Pi in the side of their head. It's quite a big hole.
Yeah, I think they'll go for it.
No, wasn't that
the thigh?
The inner thigh or the outer thigh.
Yeah, but this is for reading your brain signals. It's got to go in the brain.
Oh, it's got to go right up there.
Mm, yeah. Yes.
Ooh.
You don't want to read your thigh signals.
I don't think anything gets that far down as far as I can work out.
Oh.
Duh. There you go. In other news, it's been a good month for data breaches. So you mentioned Tesco earlier on. Does it make you feel happy that we've got Tesco leaving tens of millions of car parking pictures unsecured on Microsoft Azure?
Well, to be honest, tens of millions of cars are in parking lots waiting to be taken pictures of. Yeah. I don't know what to say about this.
I mean, it's because they don't scrub the numbers, do they? It's not like when you go around Google Maps, you can read all the numbers off
exactly.
the cars.
Exactly. It's the whole purpose of taking the pictures. It's to find people that's been too long in the car park via the numbers.
Mm.
Yeah, so there you go. Good, isn't it?
Good.
I think you had a notice from Cafe Press as
yes.
well. In case people don't know, they do basically merch, don't they?
Merchandise, so like T-shirts, mugs, if you want to put your grandma's face on a Nazi mug and say, yeah, the best Nazi ever, you can buy it from Cafe Press.
Right.
And they lost 23 million people's details. So please change your passwords or just delete your account, take away your address book, whatever. Yeah, so that's interesting.
So I went to check that page that you sent that said, this is what you do if you've been hacked. This is how you rescue the situation for us. And it's gone. They've deleted it already.
They've deleted the page.
It's not been hacked. No.
You start telling people how to get around being hacked. The hackers are going to hack it, aren't they?
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. So what? The page is just empty?
Well, it's a 404. Yeah, it's a nice 404. It's a cuddly cafe press 404.
That's terrible. Well, I guess it didn't happen.
I've ruined your day now, haven't I?
Oh, I guess it didn't happen then. Oh. What else is on the data breach line?
It's a follow-up to the Huawei security thing that's been going on. You remember all that, right? They're going to hack the world through the medium of phones and 5G and all that.
Little grains of rice that are actually spy chips.
Stuck on motherboards, all that sort of thing. Here's the next one. In America, they are getting themselves worked up that the trains being built in China for like the metro railroads in the States, the trains could be spying on them. Yep, it's 2019 and spy trains are a thing in the minds of the American national security state because they might surreptitiously monitor their passengers' faces, movements, conversations, phone calls and data. Or maybe not.
I mean, this is like seriously paranoid people. I mean,
not paranoid enough. That's what.
Apparently, not paranoid enough. Everyone has an ID chip. You can only buy stuff by putting your face on it, and now they want to put it on trains. I mean, seriously, talk about police state, fascists, whatever.
Are you talking about China or the states? Which one?
I'm talking about.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
once the states invents the idea that China is doing it, then the states will have to do the same thing for parity in spy train technology.
They'll have to build their own spy trains and export them to China. Is that what you're saying?
And then the Chinese are going to have to, you know, like, and then the Russians and us are going to catch, well, we'll buy in the stuff from the states.
We're not buying any trains. You've been in this country, haven't you? You've seen the trains.
That's true,
yeah. And to be fair, isn't there like a recent thing
I'm excited. I've been on one of the new ones, 331108, all the way out of Foster Square. It's got a little thing that says the doors will open on this side at Frizing Hall.
Wow.
Oh.
Pointing in the wrong direction.
That's close.
Yeah.
I'm 50-50 chance.
Same as Shipley.
Does it pronounce Frizing Hall correctly?
Ooh, it doesn't. I don't think it does. I can't remember.
Last time we were on a train, it said Frizing Hall.
Oh, crap.
They did, yeah, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yep.
Frizing Hall.
Frizing.
Yeah.
That must be one of the new. I thought the old ones don't do that.
It's a new
train.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm insulted now.
And there's a new campaign on 38 Degrees where you need to sign a petition where they're trying to make you give a photo ID when you want to go and vote.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm worried about that. I haven't got it. My passport's expired. I don't drive.
Exactly. So people are saying, I don't think that's a good thing. So, yeah, get on 38 Degrees and sign that petition if you're listening to this.
Well, if votes counted for anything, they wouldn't be trying to do that, would they?
No. Yeah. So apparently, you know, there's a lot of voting fraud. So you have to put your face to your vote. Not.
Fair enough. Bayek. You're listening to IT Stuff. We've had a memo from Mrs. Trellis of Rawson Road, who says we better tell you lots of Ofcom stuff every quarter of an hour, or else we get in bother. So, you are listening to Original Speech Output on license number CR00002-1BA/2. I'm still Colleen Rooney, and we're doing the bit that says facilitation of discussion and the expression of opinion. Cobblers, innit?
I don't know what that's all about.
What is going on?
It's Ofcom.
Oh.
That's what Ofcom says we've got to do.
I see.
On the subject of Ofcom, new mobile phone usage data just out says that the most talkative people in Britain, measured by the length of mobile phone calls, is Liverpool. 6 minutes 51 seconds per voice call.
Doesn't that just mean the rest of the UK are just using WhatsApp?
Well, I know, because it's all collected on the same, you know, level playing field and all that.
Is it not just that when you're in Liverpool, you just talk slower, you go in Liverpool? It's that long pause. Oh,
there's the whining self-pity, you know, 24/7.
It takes you longer to say anything.
It takes you longer, 6 minutes, 51 seconds. Least talkative in Britain? Bradford,
yeah.
3 minutes 15 seconds compared to 6 minutes 51 seconds.
Half.
We are officially less than half as whiny as the people in Liverpool.
No, again,
hurrah!
It's that same
goals
thing. You see, Liverpool, they make the O last for 2 minutes, but in Bradford, you just drop the O.
Aye.
Wow, so are we just more of efficient or something?
Oh, aye, yeah, all that. Oh, aye.
That's interesting, wow. Yeah. Obviously, it means nothing.
See, all here, all say note.
Hmm.
Are you ready for a quickie singularity watch?
Did that play?
Maybe, maybe not.
Hey, why didn't that play? Ah.
I'm a crazy, all for the love of you.
Here's the most exciting news of the whole programme. You can now get Alexa to sit on your face. Alexa glasses are a thing. It's called, don't giggle, it's called Echo Frames.
Okay.
Wow.
So is this like Google Glasses, but better?
It's better because there's no like display. Mm. There's no like camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that stuff.
It sounds like it's better by not doing things. So how is that better?
You get to hear Alexa in your ear. Just talking to you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah,
all right,
basically,
okay.
Yeah.
So if you love the sound of Alexa singing you to sleep, here is your chance to get even closer.
So here we go. Let's take control of the listeners. Alexa, sign the 38 degrees petition for us.
Alexa, order 1 kilo of Kit Kat.
Ding.
To be fair, though, I do love the Google Glasses. No, I wanted the Google Glasses because I just love the idea of things on my glasses showing me.
That's what it is.
Interesting
stuff.
You just
want to record the last 5 minutes. So whenever we get into an argument and I'm telling you I didn't say that and you're saying you did say that, you just rewind.
No, I was actually thinking of taking photos of...
Like a VAR, isn't it? It's like the video referee.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Of my cat. Of my cat, because sometimes the cat is so close to you and I can't put a camera without getting his whole face. So if I have my glasses on, I can record him doing silly things.
A whole new genre of cat videos on YouTube.
With a little nose right in the bottom left-hand corner. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Cat Voyeur 2.3.
It's a shame you didn't have that idea while they were still selling Google Glass.
It's too expensive. It's like $2,000.
Yeah,
not going to afford that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so no idea what Echo Frames cost. Not going to get one, frankly, but, you know, it's a gag, isn't it? Deepfake news. In private beta test is a deepfake for your own voice with a thing called Overdub. It's to help you crank out your podcasts or YouTubes or audiobooks or, well, obviously radio shows.
Yeah, we're using it now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good idea. You make a goof. You don't have to go and re-record the bit where you seriously messed up.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I'd used a rude word there, I'd have to go into the studio and re-record. Not with Overdub. Hurrah!
Yeah, apparently the software is from Lyrabird, which we talked about many, many moons ago, long time ago. And the example they picked were Obama and Trump saying things they shouldn't say.
Oh, I enjoyed that. That was so good.
So one of the things that people are afraid of is that you can overdub things that you didn't mean to say into sentences. So that's a little data thing going on there, deep fakes, as you know. But yeah, more stuff about deep fakes from Facebook here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, people out there, if you ever want to know what a deep fake picture looks like, turns out it has double eyebrows.
Mm.
Yeah.
So keep spotting that, and that's Facebook research found that out. And in other news as well, Microsoft is going to use AI to bleep out rude words from Xbox Live gaming for your kiddle winkies.
They're just going to use words that don't sound rude, but actually is rude, isn't it? Because kids know how to do that.
What you mean?
You fish.
Fudge.
Oh, fish.
And yes, and all that sort of thing. Well, don't know. Believe it when I see it.
Okay.
And last one from our artificial intelligence news this time, robot news. You remember the security guard robot that couldn't take it anymore and drowned itself in a shopping mall pond?
Every day
we think about it.
Yeah, bless. Well, it's actually the same brand of robot. It's been in the news again. So this is, get this, 5 foot tall, it's painted blue and white, and it's got police painted on the sides of it, and it trundles around some sort a park in the States, right, making it safe for like people letting their dogs do mess all over the place, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A fight broke out. So this woman heroically pressed the panic button thoughtfully provided on the top of the police robot.
That's why it's only 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
Why she couldn't put the button on the top.
Exactly, you'd have to. You know, you'd jump up, you'd slide off because it's sort of like, well, shaped to slide off.
Stops the kids from pressing the button as well.
Absolutely. Did it call for help like it should have? Nah.
Aww.
Did it, cobblers? It said, step out of the way.
It didn't commit suicide either. So, I mean, it's a 50% success.
It's fair enough, yeah. So it rolled away playing a tune and it kept saying, please keep the park clean.
Oh, wow.
So this fight went on for another 15 minutes until the cops turned up anyway, with people lying around injured.
Sounds like you had to turn it off and on again.
This is the future. Yeah. People playing ding-dongs in radio shows, that kind of thing. It's just so adorable.
It's my phone telling us to record this show is what it is.
Oh, last week we had a 3-day work conference and I happened to be up at 10 to midnight the night before and it was in Google Calendar.
Right.
So the 10 to midnight, it gave me 10-minute warning of the 3-day conference starting at midnight on the day it was booked for.
Sounds did you cool. celebrate?
No. Did I, Eckers, like? I went to bed with a pout that night. Want to have some quickies?
Yeah.
Good news, Amazon has ordered 100,000 electric trucks so that they're going to be polluting the world via the medium of power stations, not via the medium.
Is that in the
diesel.
States? Is that in the
States?
Because I know Singapore is doing the same thing so that the trucks will be, not trucks, but buses for public transport in 2022.
So is that buses that transport
That's
people and
bad.
Deliver your Amazon?
I think so. It's going to be a whole lot of things. Might even have a library and a garden in it.
So you're just going to get like Amazon delivery people taking the bus. Is that the plan?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're just going to jump on a bus with a bunch of packages.
Yeah, why not? And then just leave your crap on top of the dustbin.
Yay! There you go. In Star Trek Discovery Gone Real, the University of the West of England is investigating mycelial networks for communications in computers.
This sounds amazing.
Grow an embedded computer through the medium of fungus.
That's amazing. And then at the end of the line, you can just sort of have it for breakfast.
Fried. Don't eat the computer.
It'll fry itself if it gets a shortcut. Oh, nice one. Xiaomi has a phone that has displays on the front and back and sides.
And inside. You can't see that.
Yeah.
And inside. Wait, front, back and sides.
Yeah, it says, if you can see this, you're too close.
Oh my gosh. How big is this phone? I don't understand.
It's normal phone size.
I don't understand.
It's covered in display.
I just don't understand.
What you're connected to and like your Gmail notification icons and that on the side and how your battery's doing. And
I just feel like all the grease that you have on your hands is just going to smear all over the phone and there's no grip and it's just going to fall and shatter.
So
and that goes.
Phone.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems too much.
And we've had the Queen's Peach.
Mm.
Hands up, everybody who knows what a peach is as an emoji.
Oh, the bum bum.
You've said it out loud. Ooh. Yes, the Queen's bum bum has promised gigabit broadband for everybody. Wow. No wonder they got the bum bum to do it, because there's no way that's happening before 2025. Duh, what a fairy tale. Brass neck of the month, our astronaut, Tim Peake. He was headlining at a Microsoft AI Spectacular. He recalled that time he dialed the wrong number from space and he blamed it on Excel. He said, I imported my contacts address book in Excel and all the nines got rounded up to zeros.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is hilarious.
Yeah, right to their faces. Oh, bless him. Time for go home, Elon, you're drunk. This month he's got the blame for something he hasn't done.
Oh, no.
A year ago, Elon Musk pretended he'd bought Fortnite and was going to shut it all down to, quote, save those kids from eternal virginity. Well, this week, Fortnite shut itself down as a marketing stunt, except for a swirling black hole thing that kids literally... Tens of thousands of kids just sat there watching, wondering what was up. People seriously thought it was the Muskageddon. So, just to publicize.
So, okay, we should probably check in 9 months to see if that's increased the number of births.
Ew, baby boom twitch. No, that's no. Terrible.
To be fair, today's kids, they know what not to do. Bless them.
There is actually a global decline in birth rates and, well, sex, basically. So hurrah. Kids just seem to find other things like hobbies.
Yeah,
like
hurrah.
Being on Twitch, you know. We didn't go on Twitch
it's
when we saw this.
It's more sustainable going on Twitch than, like, filling the world with disposable nappies.
Pretty much, yeah. But we didn't go on Twitch, did we, when we saw the black hole thing? Just to see the furor of the kids going, yeah. Where is my Fortnite?
I think we went somewhere. Where did we go?
Can't remember.
Somewhere. On the internet, there was a black hole.
Yeah.
Meh. And that's all we've got this time. So, to play us out, here's the best bit of the show. Chris has been looking forward to this.
No, he does new albums all the time. It's when Shatner does a new album. That's when I'm, you know.
Ooh. It's a different person yeah. that he's looking forward to. Yeah. The no, other Hoff.
The Hoff's always knocking out albums.
That's true.
It's the Shat. The Shat never does a new album.
You used to like the Hoff.
I do like the Hoff. I'm
he
not
still
saying
does.
I don't like the Hoff. I'm just saying there's no shortage of Hoff albums. It's the Shat. The Shat needs to Shat more out. Not Hoff doesn't need to Hoff any more out.
Okay. Right, well, maybe we won't let you know then. Okay, we will after all. It's because like, he's done a Jesus and Mary Chain cover. Yes, the Hoff has done a Jesus and Mary Chain cover. Crikey! Ta-ra, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.